Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so welcome people that will listen to it later and who will dial in now. On Tuesday, we had a bit of an issue, so with the mastermind group. And man, so I appreciate you guys listening in, and hopefully others will call in. And if they don't, then you just got me, so it's all good. Because I got me and the angels. Thank God. God lives in all of us, right? And so that's something, maybe an affirmation that, you know, we talk about. I get, you know, I don't know if you guys get frustrated, right? And certain times you're afraid to make a decision. And any decision is better than just sitting there. And I say that to you, but to you who will listen to it later or now, and any decision is better than zero decision. And then sometimes you're dragging your feet so much because you're afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. You're afraid to piss somebody off. You're afraid to spend the money, maybe. That's always one. And how do you overcome that? And, you know, especially people's feelings, I think that's so hard. I know that I struggle with that myself sometimes. And I have to make a decision, you know, and to do something, and I did. And I go, okay, and it took me some time. And I go, angels, I need some help with this one because I don't want anybody to suffer. I want everybody to benefit. And you know what? When I made that decision, things have fallen into place where everybody is getting benefiting, you know what I mean? And so now I've got to look at the Angel Coaches magazine because we're creating our own magazine. And how do I get that started? What do I need to do? You know, and I've got Whitney over there. She's going to keep her in your thoughts and prayers. She and her she's going through some family challenges right now, you know, but everything's going to be OK. She and her husband love each other so much, and so they can do anything together. But so all you guys, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And, you know, and if you, but anyway, she helps me and I help her. We work together. And then all the other angel coaches, we all work together. And I just want this magazine to be successful, you know. And how do you make sure that it's successful? How much time and money do you spend on marketing? How much time and money what do you do? Because you don't want to make a mistake, right? Because everybody benefits or everybody doesn't benefit. So I've just made a decision this morning going, okay, I'm going to do it like this. And so I'm saying to all you guys, be watching, and I'm holding myself accountable. Everybody else has to hold their self accountable. You know, that's a part of this. But I hold myself accountable saying it's going to be angelcoaches.net. Whitney, we have a great IT person. She's also a great psychic. And as I said, she's got some personal things she's going for a few days. So she'll be out of touch until I think next week. But anyway, you know, I'm lucky to have her because I remember trying to figure this out for myself. And I said, angels, I can't do it by myself or God or higher self, you know? And, then they brought all these people together. Right. So I made a decision to do it. And I said, please bring some people that we can all work together and mastermind together. And that's what happened. Isn't that cool? You know, I made a decision though. It doesn't seem that easy, but it really is. You know, when looking back in hindsight on it. And so what kinds of things have you had to do that you had to make a decision on, you know? And, you know, have you struggled with it? Have you struggled when you made a decision and question yourself? Because that will put doubt out there in the universe, right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I creating the best for myself and my family? But really think about yourself, being the best for you. I think that's important. So, Tisha, I'm glad you're here. What's your intention there today, girl?
My intention is to bring in new sales and new sales potential and opportunity, and really focus on my company. And I made a plan with my sons as soon as camp is over for them. Hopefully, we're going to stand true to go and hiking. I thought that's something good I can do with them. And so that's my plan so far for today.
Oh, hiking is fun. I wish I were there.
Because it's something that I can do with the boys and, you know, be able to talk with them and get them into the world of exercising and health and realizing there's more out there than Italian food and other stuff, you know.
That's funny. That's funny.
So I guess I'm a little in touch with nature. I don't think jogging is great for us to start at. We'll be at all different levels, but I feel like there's lots of hiking paths in the area where I live, and I feel like this could be really good and increase their awareness and learning more and stuff.
Yeah, exercise.
I hope so. Not in August, but I shall get my hiking boots on and start it, and we'll see where it goes.
Oh, good. That's August 1st.
Bringing in some new business today.
Oh, good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to bring in new business?
You know, the opportunities are always there. You just got to be, as a salesperson, realize what's a waste of time and what is real. And I realized yesterday I had a great meeting, which I'm thankful for, and I realized that I need to take more leadership in that sale. Like, you know, I need to be better at leading that person so it doesn't linger on, you know, and then being able to tell what's realistic and what's not realistic with the person's needs. And, you know, just really taking leadership and knowing I'm not an option, that I am not an option in anyone's life, you know?
Wait a minute. Say that again. That's great.
Not an option in anyone's life. I've been saying it all morning, Terry. So, you know, so that's where I'm in sales and in personal. You know, it's not an option.
I got you. Sales and personal, you're not an option. And that's part of being a leader. Man, that's great. That's amazing.
I realize I lack leadership. And, you know, that was yesterday given to me by a really nice man who's very successful and took the time to sit down and talk with me. And I need to take more leadership.
Good for you. That's hard to do, mm-hmm. isn't it? Making a decision.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, making a decision, being a leader, and, you know, and, yeah, that's cool. You know, I heard this, Jim Rohn said it. He goes, you want to know how you're a leader? And I was like, writing notes down. I go, yeah, sure. I was thinking to myself, how many people are following you? I'm like, there you go. That's true, right? So you got your whole family. You've got people that follow you. So now you're just going to firm everything up
you're not an option in your mind. It makes you stronger for some reason because
I listen. That's great.
To, like, an affirmation of that.
I like that. You're not an option. Wow, good for you, Tisha. That's great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to borrow that if you don't mind. I'm not an option either.
What?
So, yeah. So anyway, do you think that works the same in personal as well?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's an ultimatum or a demand. I think when you have your true soulmate, that it's not an option. You have to be together because you love each other. And there's no boundaries there. There's complications. But if you're both willing to make it work, there shouldn't be any boundaries or disrespect or you should just know. And maybe that's a romantic way of thinking, but it's just, you know,
absolutely.
You climb those obstacles and you should know, you know, I know.
That's great. I'm like, you're not an option. I am not an option. In business and personal family or whatever, I am not an option. You are the great I am, because I think God lives in all of us. Great. Good for you. That's great. I'm going to borrow that. I want to talk to you more about it, too. A little bit of side note, guys, with Tisha. She has really went through some growth joys and some growth pains. And we were talking the other day. She goes, you think this is almost over? I do love Tisha. I'm done with the growth pains. I go, well, growing pains are never over, but forgetting, you know, not putting, you know, enjoying the joys too is always there. So it's your time. I think every business has a winter and a summer and a spring. And I think you're coming into your spring. You've already been through a hard winter, right? You know, now it's time for spring.
I hope so. Your lips to God's ears and whoever else. God damn it, give it to me now.
Okay, get off your butt and give it to me. I hear you. I made the decision.
I learned.
That's funny. Allie, are you here? Because I saw that you're here. I think you're here.
I'm here.
Okay, I know you're sick. I'm amazed that you're here. So, hey, thanks for showing up. Don't you love that? I mean, I know, Allie, you got your whole deal there with certain situations. And she says, I'm not an option. I'm steel. Okay.
And I know. Yeah, I like that. I like what she said. I was listening to that. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to use that too.
Yeah, but she, you had the, you said, I got to take more of a leadership role. And I want to ask you a question because I was just talking about this. It's so funny before you guys got on. I feel like making a decision is sometimes the hardest thing for me to do, okay? Because I don't want to hurt anyone. And sometimes you're like, what if I make this decision and I spend too much money? Or what if I make this decision and everybody gets hurt? And do you guys ever feel like sometimes it's hard to make a decision, to choose to make the decision because you're afraid to make the wrong one and you're afraid to make one at all? Do you guys ever get that? Or I do. So, you know.
Of course.
Does that really, of course.
I mean, granted, there's a lot of different variables, and it depends on what the situation is. I mean, you know, if it's personal or business or anything. But, yeah, anytime you're making a decision, you know, small decisions seem to be easy. It's the big ones that is going to have a profound impact, you know, on your life. And there can be indecisiveness because no one ever wants to make the wrong decision. But you know, one decision, whatever decision you make, whether you make it or even if you choose not to make the decision, is going to put you on a path, and you have to decide if that's the path you really want to be on. That's really it. Ultimately, where is that going to take you to? And that's hard.
Right.
And sometimes
you're right.
There is that unknown. And, you know, there is that unknown. But, yeah, I do. I've struggled with that. I've tried to be more of a proactive thinker in the last year, especially since some of the situations that I've had to deal with. There were decisions that were made for me that I had no choice in, and I think that's the worst. I think I would rather make a bad decision on my own than have somebody make a decision that's going to have a huge impact on me if given the opportunity. But yeah, I struggle with that sometimes. Yeah,
I do too. And I want we're putting a magazine together, angelcoaches.net, and Whitney has a saying. She goes, and I'm borrowing it, she goes, go home or grow big.
Go home or grow big.
I love her, man.
Or grow big or go home.
Grow big or go home, exactly, right? I was like, yeah. There you go. And it was a hard thing because, you know, I've had a lot of setbacks with my own business at times with, you know, doing the radio network, the new one that's launching third week in August, by the way. I've been, you know, putting that together and whatnot, but grow big or go home, right? There you go, and I am not an option. I'm the real deal. She's amazing.
Good.
I know.
I love that. I'm not an option. No, none of us should ever feel that way. I think that's the worst feeling in the world.
I know. Well, I'm seeing somebody right here. My Scorpio friend is on here too, Vic. Vic has made it a point to make sure nobody ever thinks of her as an option. I love you, Victoria. Okay,
yeah,
so
about it. You know, if you're gonna put me as an option in your life, then I'm out of here.
Vic, I don't you be over there being all quiet, okay? Because she's always got something to say. Anyway, are you still there, Victoria? Vic? Victoria,
yeah.
But I always call her Vic. Anyway, don't you love that, Tisha? I'm not an option in leadership and, you know, and that kind of thing. So please add some wisdom here because you've got Victoria, Vic, okay, Vicky. Victoria is her full name, but I call her Vic a lot. And she says, she gets upset if somebody tries to make her an option. I love her, okay, for that. And she's like a little Scorpio with that Scorpio energy that takes BS from zero people. And I know that you've had to take it sometimes, but you don't swallow it easy. That's for darn sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. Why should?
How do you? Amen, ladies, because we're girls, got a lot of girl power here, and we've got a lot of power in general. And I make the mistake of saying girl power, but you know what? All of us, men and women, have the feminine and the male energy. We've got to honor them both, you know. And mm-hmm. that's cool. So. But you guys have contributed so much. Thank you. And Tisha is getting her boy. She's taking him hiking and getting him to exercise because she's got triplets, got a business and triplets and a lot of crazy things we all understand, Tisha, too, as well. But tell us a leadership quality that you would like to adopt or you already have and you're bringing to the forefront. I'd love to hear what you think a leader is, one of the qualities or characteristics. Would you share with us? I'll share one.
Are you talking to me, Tariq?
Yeah, I am, Miss Tisha.
Oh,
Mr.
Okay,
Kazoo.
Okay. You know,
Tisha calls me Kazoo.
I got to practice for me. My leadership would be, I'm already good with the kids. So that part of it, they know when I need business and I'm a boss. And I just, you know, sometimes I say, no, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you for my children. For work, there's something I need to work on. I need to take leadership and with these new opportunities and the ones that are in my funnel already. I just want to, it's something I have to work on and take in leadership, and I'm not sure yet how to do that. Basically, I think it's going to be, this is the product, this is what I offer you, these are my services, and this is why you should go with me. And if they say
like
yes or no, you know, I know that that is my truth and what I can do for them. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, someone's going to say yes.
So
if you're passionate, Dick, I mean, Keisha, one of the things, this is Allison, and I just did a new parent orientation last night for my school. I'm coming into the new school year. And I realized something last night when I was standing up. I had a room full of people. I had about 8 people that I was talking to. And it was interesting for me because I am so passionate about my full-time job as well as our angel coaches and all of that other stuff. But I realized that because I truly understand being what it means to be a leader and a teacher and working with children, that it was so easy for me to talk about what our school was about and to watch those parents' faces, and they're shaking their heads yes because they truly understand what we're trying to do. If you're that way about your product line or what you're doing and you go in there with that complete conviction and passion, you're gonna sell it. You're gonna knock them dead because they're gonna see what that means and they're gonna understand that this is what this is, and you're not gonna be an option because they're gonna be blown away by what you present and how you present it. That is being a leader, and that's taking control of the situation.
Yes.
I'm gonna put a little admin on there, and Dick, I wanna hear what you think a leader is. Here's the deal, though, with her. That sounds great when you're walking into a room full of parents, and that works really well. Let me tell you, when you walk into a room full of cavemen that only see women as sex objects, try doing it then.
That job on. True, but parents are hard sell, too, because a lot of them,
I'm going to argue that point. Listen to me. You have people shaking their head. I'm going to stop this right now. I don't mean to say this, but we got to go on. But there are some things that this woman has been through that you'll never have to suffer through with parents. Okay? And say, okay, yeah, leave it there. But Tisha, good for you that you're doing that. And she's had to set blocks up and things up that will protect her. And for you to do what you're doing in the India. Okay, yeah. A male-dominated caveman society, okay, not educated and that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying everybody's like that, but Tisha, kudos to you for doing that. I mean, and you could have went home a long time ago, and most of us would have, including myself. I'm not so sure.
Well, you got said a lot about your manipulator. I picked this industry for that reason, to be able to change your school of thought a little bit. So I did pick a little bit of a missionary industry, and I got to deal with that caveman mentality to get me to the next level right now.
Amen. You're my hero. You really are.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. She's great. I appreciate you, Tisha, more than you know.
And that's true.
How about you, Ms. Vic? Yeah, I want to hear what Vic says, because Vic works with a lot of different types of people and some really highly educated people, but they can be challenging too as well. What's the leadership role in your industry or for you that you adopt or to teach, Vic?
That's a good question. I think for me,
I'm going to tell you what I see in you, and if you can't think of one, I can't, but go ahead. You thought of one, so go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Telling the truth. Vic will kill herself telling the truth. She doesn't lie to anybody. And she's always on time. And I respect that. She is never late, and that's a great leadership quality, and she always tells the truth. Okay? Mm-hmm.
I read a story that being on time as a leader is not that important.
Well, I hear you, but with doctors, okay. Well, we all are. So we're working on that. Except Vic, she's never late, ever. Okay, so that's two qualities I see in you, my dear. So I hope that gives you some stuff there. You know, and Allison, your compassion is a leadership quality because one of my things is truth without compassion is cruelty, and that's a great leadership. My father taught me that one. And never chase money. Always let money chase you. And if you do what you love and love what you do, that will always be the case. Really will. So those are two leadership qualities that I believe. But you guys get some great ones. And one day Tisha will write a book, and you guys will knock you over some of the stuff that you
do. I can imagine. Just knowing about the caveman mentality, that solidified it in my mind right there. My heart goes out to you. Oh God!
I picked this industry, kind of knowing that, you know, like in a way. So, but I didn't realize it would be this bad, you know. Like I just figured I can corrupt them and teach them, you know. But sometimes people don't want to be taught. Sometimes people are just, you know.
They're just to expect. Respect is important. Yeah, respect. That's a great leadership quality that she's developed for herself, even more, and for others. Ladies, it's been wonderful to talk to you today. We've got some great shows. Allison's got she's going to start her show tonight. And I know that Vic and I did one and the other day, Dating, Sex, and Relationships. So you guys got to hear that. You can download it or go to Facebook.com and hear it. It was fun and magical, and we're creating a lot of good stuff with it. But we're going to really talk about that, being very frank with it. So you guys, we're going to talk about myth breakers for penises.
Truth or myth? Breakers for penises. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
If a man is 6'7", does it mean that he has a big penis? Or if a man is a dwarf, does it mean he has a small one? Okay, so, you know, I'm teasing a little bit, but hey,
yeah.
Let's bust this for penises.
Anyway, oh my God.
Guys gotta love that. All right, guys, ladies, have a great day. Our girls, angels, and we have Transformation Thursday. We've got a great show on. Not next Thursday, but the following Thursday, I think, I have a guy, Tyler. He's an amazing guy, amazing artist. He went to prison, and he came out of prison with a whole new mentality. And he's a successful artist, helps other artists. And if you guys read the Deepak Chopra on Facebook, that was from him, okay? He actually sent it out to his friends, and I was like, wow, he has really changed, and even more so. So great story, and how he got his start, and how he, when it wasn't easy, and how he's successful, too, as well. So you guys got to hear his story. He'll be on, I think, not next Thursday, but the following. All right, everybody, have a great now, and I will talk to you soon. Tisha, give me about 20 minutes. I'm going to call you, and Vic, I need to talk to you if I can now.
Okay.
All right, take care, everybody. Bye. Bye, Allie.
Bye.
Bye.